I'm very hungry,
continued the old gentleman.
I've had nothing to eat yesterday or today. Your brother surely couldn't miss a bit from the knuckle.
He spoke so sadly that his words quite melted Gluck's heart.
They promised me one slice today, sir, said he. I can give you that, but not a bit more.
That's a good boy,
said the old gentleman again. Then Gluck warmed a plate and sharpened a knife.
I don't care if I do get beaten for it, thought he.
Just as he had cut a large slice out of the mutton, there came a loud rap at the door. The old gentleman jumped up as if he had suddenly become too warm. Gluck fitted the slice into the mutton again, with every effort to make it look as if it had not been cut, and ran to open the door.
"What did you keep us waiting in the rain for?"
said Schwartz, throwing his umbrella in Gluck's face.
"What for indeed, you little rascal?"
said Hans, giving Gluck a box on the ear, as he followed his brother into the kitchen.
"Bless my soul,"
said Schwartz, when he opened the door.
"Oh, ma'am,"
said the little gentleman, who had taken his cap off and was standing in the middle of the kitchen, bowing again and again.
"Who's that?"
said Schwartz, catching up a rolling pin and turning to Gluck with a fierce frown.
I don't know indeed, brother,"
said Gluck in great terror.
"How did he get in?"
roared Schwartz.
"My dear brother," said Gluck, "he was so very wet."
"Who are you, sir?"
demanded Schwartz, turning upon the old gentleman.
"What's your business?"
snarled Hans.
"I'm a poor old man, sir,"
the little gentleman began,
"and I saw your fire through the window, so I begged shelter for a quarter of an hour."
"Have the goodness to walk out again, then,"
said Schwartz.
"We've quite enough water in our kitchen without making it a drying house."